Network configurations. The purpose of supply and distribution channel design is to create a network that supports the distribution planning strategy. One of the most commonly used tools to achieve this is the channel network matrix. Organizations use supply partners to obtain either production materials or finished goods, and use distribution partners or channels to deliver those goods. Exhibit 7-11 shows a channel design model that organizations use to determine which supply and demand channel factors will support their organizational strategy. The 6 channel design factors are divided into 2 groups by channel, supply or distribution. While the main focus here is on distribution, it is important to also consider supply network design to ensure that the whole network can operate efficiently and effectively. Supply channels. The 3 supply channel factors are as follows. Supply channel complexity. In its strictest sense, complexity does not mean complicated. Rather, it describes a condition of interconnectedness and interdependencies across a network, where a change in one element can have an effect on other elements, often in unforeseen ways. Supply channel complexity requires the organization to decide how complex they would like their supply channel network to be. In determining this, the organization must decide how deep the channel will be, the number of levels, and how much planning and acquisition control they would like to have. Supply integrative intensity. This is the level of backward control the organization would like to have within the supply channel. This could involve contracts for exclusive or limited rights to a product. Supplier intensity. This factor is concerned with how the process to produce the product impacts the scope and depth of relationships with suppliers at any level. As a result of these partnerships, the organizations could collaborate on product design and share both costs and quality control responsibilities. Distribution channels. Channels of distribution differ in terms of the market exposure or distribution intensity an organization needs in order to achieve its strategic objectives. The 3 distribution channel factors are as follows. Market penetration intensity. This factor describes how deeply into the delivery network producers are prepared to go in order to increase market share among existing and potential customers. Often, the level of intensity may require the development of supporting marketing or product strategies. Distribution integrative intensity. This factor describes the level of forward or horizontal integration a producer chooses to pursue in the demand chain. Forward integration identifies the amount of control the organization seeks to have over downstream activities that reach the end customer. Horizontal integration usually requires the organization to purchase a channel intermediary. The more customized the product or service, the more control the organization desires over the downstream activities. Distribution intensity. This factor is concerned with deciding on the number of intermediaries to use at each level within the channel. 4 strategies can be deployed. With single-source distribution, a producer maintains control over all aspects of the value delivery network. This strategy is selected when organizations want to have full control over delivery, price, promotions, and service. With an intensive distribution strategy, organizations seek to have the broadest network possible to reach as many customers as possible. Exclusive distribution is used by organizations that want to limit the number of intermediaries. This is achieved by either offering exclusive distribution rights or by requiring intermediaries not to carry competing products. With selective distribution, organizations have multiple intermediaries, but not all intermediaries handle and sell the product. In this strategy, the organization still maintains strong control but doesn't assume full responsibility. As illustrated in Exhibit 7-12, the depth and complexity of the supply channel will be dependent upon the process method the organization selects. Basically, as the product moves across the matrix from the project to the continuous process method, the strategies, characteristics, and organizations involved in the supply chain will change.